Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, what's up, YouTube people? It's the, persons, as they like to say. It is the warm-up show. What's up, Al?
Good morning, Jerry.
It's not the warm-up show. It's the post-game podcast.
Post-game
podcast. You know what? I'm out of practice. I haven't done the warm-up show with you all week.
It's been a lot. I feel like out of the last 15 warm-up shows, you've done like three of them.
Well, last Tuesday's the last one, because I was away Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday I did the show with Boomer, and here we are all week.
Yeah.
So it's not been much.
Feels like a long time ago.
A lot of you and CeeLo.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit of a chemistry between you two now.
Oh, yeah. No, I can deal with CeeLo. Peter Schwartz would be tough if he were back in here again. But CeeLo lets me just plow through my stuff.
Yeah, no, it's been good.
And then I stop talking when I run out of things, and then he speaks.
Please say something.
Yeah, and then it's perfect.
There you go.
Before I came in here, I had the hiccups very badly.
What'd you do to get rid of them?
Well, I honestly feel like I haven't had the hiccups in 10 years.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure what to do because I was like, I tried to go through my head what were the common hiccup things, which was hold your breath.
That doesn't work.
That didn't work. Yeah. Then I remember when I was a kid, I used to take a teaspoon of sugar, put it in my mouth, and drink water, and it would go away immediately.
Well, you're not doing that these days.
I wasn't doing that, but I did have sitting there in my cup.
Organic cardboard?
No, I had used honey.
Okay.
In tea.
Nice.
And it got down to the very end, and I wasn't going to drink it because it's too honey-ish.
Yeah.
It's very sugary. But I was like, let me try this. And I drank it. Gone.
So you're saying basically sweetness is the remedy for hiccups?
Some sort of sweetness followed by the water, I believe.
Fair enough. All right, I'll remember that.
It was very strange.
Nice.
Remember how I told you, I don't know if you remember, I told you that many, many years ago, I'm going to say this is the mid-90s.
Okay.
I had written a chorus to a song.
Yes.
That I really thought was a really good chorus to a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this written down for, since legitimately, I think, 94.
So 30 years now.
30 years now. And I'd always had this. And then I asked ChatGPT the other day or a couple weeks ago, to write me some verses. And I don't know. I wasn't thrilled with them. So I did it with Grok the other day as well. And this is how bizarre. You know, I told you that I use Grok as like a therapist.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll ask it personal questions.
Yeah.
Like I'll tell it what I'm struggling with personally, and it'll talk to me, and it asks nice follow-up questions and go back and forth. So I said, maybe I'll ask Grok to write this song for me. So I gave Grok the chorus, and Grok wrote the song, and I wasn't thrilled with it. And do you know, I actually felt bad asking it to tweak
the song?
Some verses, yeah.
You are aware this isn't a person.
Yes, but I actually treated it as if you had written some songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Jerry, hey, Jerry, I have this great chorus. Could you write some verses? And you wrote them. And I didn't think they were great, but I thought you could, with prodding, produce some good. I treated the robot the same way. I said, I do this verse one, very good, but what if we...
And it spit it out better?
Spit it out better. But I could have just said, change verse one, don't reference this guy's a guitar player.
Right.
And it would have done the same
thing.
You were
trying not to hurt its feelings.
Trying not to hurt its feelings. And it's a robot, Jerry.
It is a robot. That is true.
But I'm trying to, because it's so kind to me in the way it speaks to me, I feel like I should be kind to it when I respond.
I understand.
To the grok.
Weirdly, I understand.
Yeah. You know, I started paying for Twitter X.
Yes, which I was very excited to hear because I almost did the same thing expecting good results.
Yeah, I'm not getting any more play on, I'm not getting any more views or interactions.
What would you say then is, if that's the case, because I did think that would happen and it's not happening for you, what would you say is the benefit then of doing it?
So for me, since I do use that grok a lot, if you're not a paying member, like with all of the AI stuff, like even the ChatGPT, it only allows you to a certain amount within a certain amount of time. Then it basically says to you, give it a rest for a little bit.
Right.
You know what? Come back at, 2 o'clock if you want
to. All right. So you can talk to your therapist a little more.
Yeah.
What else?
That's about the...
That's it?
And you could post longer videos if you want to post. And you can...
Can you monetize videos on X like you can on YouTube?
You can. There's a certain protocol you have to go through in order to do that, which I haven't really looked into yet, just because I'm not at that...
Got it.
...that place yet. But, so that was interesting to me. I also was thinking about, there are some people that post things on X, and then when they appear on your timeline, they have other things for subscribers only.
Mm.
So it's like a post for subscribers only.
Okay.
I wonder how many people they get.
I don't know. Because the subscribers, my guess is, are paid subscribers.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you can set the amount.
Yes.
I don't know. Once you start charging people, you better come up with some good content.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. It's just like there are some podcasters that have like a Patreon where they're like people pay them.
Okay.
But some of the podcasts, a couple that I listen to that have a Patreon, it's like, oh, if you become a Patreon member, you'll get the podcast 1 week in advance of everyone else.
Why not just wait for a week?
Yeah, that's what I say. I could wait for a week.
I guess it depends on the topic. So if you were, let's just say, an NFL insider and you wanted to get their podcast, you really want to hear about week 3 when week 4 has already been played.
Yeah, I guess so.
But that's different. That's then just a general... podcast. I'm talking about specific time sensitive people can do that more so than what we do.
Yeah. But yeah, there's all sorts of things where people, you could do it even on YouTube. You could set up a thing where you can send, if you like a YouTuber's video, like you're watching a video, you go, boy, that guy did a really great job shooting the Red Hot Chili Pepper concert. I really enjoyed this. Let me give him a couple dollars.
Oh, I've seen that too. Yes.
Right?
Yes, I have seen that.
I mean, you've got to be a special person to do that.
I feel like the women get that more than the guys, though. The women that are scantily clad.
Yeah. No, I would say
guys send them gifts.
Like even this woman I watch who's not scantily clad. She's a regular woman. She's not sexualizing anything about her channel. She does a financial stuff, and I like the way she explains things. But she's got someone was on there. Is like a great job explaining this. Here's a tip, and don't gave because she has that thing on her.
She's
channel.
Got it set up.
I wonder how many people do that though.
I guess the benefit is it doesn't matter how many. You're not losing anything by doing it.
Yeah.
If someone does, great, made a couple bucks today. If they don't, it ain't hurting anybody.
Yeah, but it's just weird because we're at a point where people don't want to pay for
anything.
Yeah. So, especially if there's a way to get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a way to get it for free. You've gotten it already.
Right.
But some people are so appreciative of your work, they'll give you a dollar.
That's pretty good. I guess the dollars add up. I mean, you need a lot of dollars to make it
worthy.
Seem like something.
Yeah.
Well, again, when I say you're not losing anything by having it there, but for it to be something, you need a lot of people to be.
Yeah, otherwise at the end of the month, you're like, well, I got to go in there. $6. Transfer my $6 to my checking account.
Exactly.
Which seems a little weird.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. You hear about these sinkholes up in North Jersey?
Yes, on Route 80.
So Route 80.
Concerning.
There was one way there was a sinkhole, either east or west. And that was like 2 days ago. I don't know.
Oh, it's been going on for a few weeks now.
Oh, that one's been going on a few weeks?
Yeah.
Then this morning, a sinkhole opened up on the other side.
What the hell is under the road? Apparently nothing.
Well, I worry about that like
I know.
Everywhere. New York City, your house, my house. Mm-hmm. Like my house, 50 yards from my house is sand.
Correct.
So there's probably sand under my house.
Right.
Why? So am I built on sand?
Why is your place not drifting and shaking and swaying? I know.
Although I saw the house, there's a house a couple doors down from me. It's within one block of the beach. And they're knocking down these little beach bungalows and putting up tall houses.
Sure.
So they have...
It's like Manhattan. They got to build up because they don't have the land.
They're building up.
Right.
And when they dig the basement out or the foundation, it's all dirt. So it isn't sand.
Right.
So I wonder where the sand...
Where the sand ends and the dirt begins? I don't know.
Well, how do we know there's not a sinkhole under our house?
You don't. You don't. You would like to think that the research went into it, but you would think the same thing on Route 80. You know, even like a couple weeks ago when I took my wife into the city and we went to that restaurant on the 104th floor.
Yes.
What the hell's holding us up?
Yeah.
We're 104 floors into the sky. We're taller than the Empire State Building as I'm looking at it. And steel beams are just... You know how much weight is on those beams? You have a shopping mall on floors 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 that was, it looked like Christmas time. There were so many people there. It is. It's fascinating. It really is fascinating.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, and Route 80, it's not like they just built Route 80.
So no, Route maybe that's the problem.
Been there forever, but how did the ground become,
I don't know,
not sturdy enough that it now became a sinkhole?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Very weird.
And think about how much weight and the amount of vehicles that have traveled that road and will continue when they fix it, will continue to travel that road. That's beyond nuts.
I feel like I never heard of sinkholes till about 7 years ago.
Okay. Wasn't there a sinkhole in Superman when the earthquake came and Lois drove into one?
Oh, I don't recall that.
I mean, it was part of the earthquake, but I'm pretty sure, like, a sinkhole just opened as she was trying to drive to a gas station.
And did she go into the sinkhole?
She did.
And Superman saved her?
Correct. And then he had she was dead when he got there. And then he had a reverse spin the earth and go back in time.
Okay, and saved her from the sinkhole?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, there was one on a beach, a Jersey Shore beach a couple years ago where kids were like digging.
That scares the crap out of me.
You know, because sometimes kids will just start digging and digging, and all of a sudden they're 6 feet into the sand. And then if that gives way,
they're gone.
That sand will pile on top
of
you.
That is so scary. One of the, I was, you know, my kid, we didn't go to the beach. I would have thought we would have gone to the beach more than we did as they were growing up. But to be completely fair, I mean, travel sports really took over our weekends. And we were busy during the week with recreational sports. So while we went to the beach, we didn't go often. But when we would go, my older son was like me, had no interest in going into the water. He just wanted to sit there and listen to his music. Great. No issues. My younger son was more of a maniac, and he would want to go do the body surfing. He'd go far out, which just, I hate that. And so I would have to go stand waist high just and watch him because... He wasn't a bad swimmer, but he wasn't Greg Louganis either. And you never know. And then he would also be the one, hey, let's dig a hole. I'm like, oh, let's not. But we would do it, and you would see these stories where that happens.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
You get all caved in.
Yeah, it's really
That's
awful.
Not good. Yeah, also they had to at some point figure out that we're allowed to build homes this far from the water. If we build them closer... Eventually the water will get to, well, I guess eventually the water will get to you anyway. But if you're building a house, like how did the early settlers know this is how far the ocean will go up before it won't go further?
I guess they just made notations of watching it for weeks and weeks and weeks. I don't know. Good question. I'm sure some probably made a couple mistakes along the way and got swept out into the ocean thinking they were far enough away. I don't know.
But we know, like, we know today the ocean's not going to overtake
Well, we have 150 years of data now, hard data.
Right, and we have ways to determine if there's going to be an earthquake or a hurricane. That was the other weird thing, right? Imagine, like, before we knew hurricanes were coming.
Right.
Because before hurricanes, beautiful days, right?
And then all of a sudden, the end of the world's coming.
Yeah, and then you're like, is it raining outside?
Mm-hmm.
And then the drugstore blows by past your window. You're like, damn.
There goes CVS.
Yeah, damn, Jerry.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that we have all these things that can predict very bad weathers. So I know what's going on.
All true. Did you see, real quick, did you see the story on the pyramids?
Yes. I need to dig into it more. You're referring to the...
The bones that they found.
Oh, no. What is this one?
Oh, a different pyramid story.
Yeah, you give me your pyramid story.
So this was the whole notion that the pyramids were built for the kings and the pharaohs and the elite, basically.
Like, well, as tombs to the elite?
Yes. Well, apparently they have found hidden rooms with bones of just what they believe common folk.
Regular people bones.
Right. Basically... I don't want to say exposing, because, I mean, these things have been around for forever, and those people are long gone, but exposing it as more of a myth, like a nice story, but it's not true. It's really just a graveyard for people, is essentially what the story was saying, which I thought was interesting, that we've never thought that, and they just discovered this now.
I wonder how they determined these are regular people bones and not elite bones.
The elite, the kings, all those people, I think, had their tombs in specific rooms that clearly look like,
elaborate tombs.
And I think what they found were rooms that had just bones piled on top of bones. Where they were
Throw this in the bones room.
Where they were throwing bodies.
Oh.
I think bodies on top of bodies, dead bodies. So it's just like a grave site.
Would you be afraid to move an old bone?
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered, or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Is the bone attached to me?
No, it's just like if someone, like if you were there and they're like...
Yeah, I don't know that I would be touching...
You could probably grab a bone and take it home.
And do what with it?
Put it on your mantle and that's an Egyptian bone.
No.
I got that in a grand pyramid.
No. I don't believe in a lot of that stuff, but I will tell you, it can get inside your head. And the last thing I want to do is take a bone out of an Egyptian gravesite or pyramid and just assume nothing's going to happen. No, thanks.
I would watch that if that were a Netflix series, like a family's on vacation. The father says to the son, grab one of those bones. That'd be cool. Then they put it above their TV or just under their TV in the living room. And then that all of a sudden they got like Egyptian ghosts.
By the way, you can watch this. It's called The Brady Bunch, and it happened to Greg when he was surfing.
Oh, right.
And he found that thing in the volcano.
The tiki.
That's it. Yes, and he had bad juju.
Yeah.
And then he almost died out in the ocean.
Yeah.
So.
Good point.
Let's not tempt fate here.
Right.
What was your pyramid story?
So my pyramid story was, and I saw this on Twitter. I'll have to find it from the source I saw it was that crazy Alex Jones, so I'm not sure where he got it from. But I did see, I'll have to research this. But the video I saw was like a animated video, but that they use this sort of radar that can see into the ground, and that the pyramids, the Great Pyramids, that's just the tip of a structure. And this long structure, long ornate carved up structure is underneath it in the ground.
Oh, so these pyramids are just the top of...
Like a tall...
That's interesting.
...thing.
I mean, I do know watching Nat Geo from time to time, and they do have... They actually have pretty good programming, and I don't think you ever watch it, but I think it's right up your alley in a lot of these cases. I have seen where there are... I haven't seen that, but I have seen devices where, so little of the land over there has been explored still that they can... I guess they get some sort of, what's the right word? They can figure out if there's something below the surface.
Yeah.
That is worth exploring. They don't know what it is, but that would be crazy if they actually found something like that.
I know that they've said that they've discovered pyramids on top of pyramids.
Wow.
So like pyramids buried, then another period built, a pyramid built on it, buried another one.
But like on the point? What the hell's keeping those up?
No, I just think like they were buried and then they built another pyramid.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, in that same area. So they're on top of each other, like layers of pyramids.
That would be interesting.
I really would love to go see the pyramids.
I know. It just seems like such a daunting trip.
Yeah.
And the world's so unstable right now.
Because you could touch the pyramids.
I know.
Like there's certain...
There are tours where you could, I think, go in the pyramids.
Yeah, like there are certain things they allow tourists to touch.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can touch Stonehenge.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Those big rocks, in that weird formation. I think you could walk right up to it.
What do you
right
think someone's going to do? Push them over?
Did you hear? We took the family to Stonehenge. Billy knocked over the thing. Ridiculous.
No, I think it's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
I do like when you go, and I guess that's why people love coming to New York City because of, the Empire State Building and the big buildings, you always see it. And then all of a sudden you're in front of it and you can touch it and you can take pictures. But like, I remember when we went to Cabo, you've ever seen the picture in the water of the pass through the sea? Maybe not. It's a pretty famous though. If you saw it,
it's underwater.
No, it's above water. Oh. It's like this rock formation, right off Cabo San Lucas. And you see it all over the place actually. And remember getting in a boat, we went for like a sunset cruise and it went right by it. And this is back in 99 or maybe 2000, whenever it was. And it was just 2001, whatever. It was just neat seeing it. Like, damn, that looks awesome. I have a couple of my own photos of it. It's cool.
Yeah, we have some old things here in America, but when you look at other places like Italy and Greece, like those things are hundreds, like houses that are hundreds of years old.
Yeah. You see the place in Italy, they're trying to get tourists, new citizens. They were offering homes for like a dollar.
I've heard of this in the past.
Yeah. It was in the paper again today.
So you get a home for a dollar.
Something like that.
So why wouldn't somebody retire there?
Well, I don't know that there's a whole lot to do there. I think that's the point. They're trying to build up like a new like town or city.
Oh, so they'll
and
be
what
like,
are you going to do for work?
Well, I guess you would have to, you buy the house for a dollar. You move there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you decide okay, I'm going to be the town coffee shop. I'm going to be the town butcher. I'm going to sell gelato.
There you go.
And I guess then you also have to, you know, start a downtown area.
I suppose so, yeah.
But yeah, that could get boring.
Yeah. Imagine Al producing from whatever town in Italy.
Nothing going on. What'd you do yesterday? Nothing.
It's my dream.
There's nothing here.
Yeah. Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
But neat, though.
Yeah. I've often thought, like, could you go survive somewhere remote that's just like a small town? Like, I've been, when I went to Italy, we went to a really small town in Italy called Bodonia. Gina has a friend there with a bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a regular small town. You could walk in town, but it's like this person.
Six buildings.
Yeah, like this person sells gelato. This person sells coffee. This person sells jewelry.
Hey, babe, not going to make the rent. Why? Mr. Johnson didn't get the gelato today.
Yeah.
We're down some sales.
Yeah, he was on a roll with his gelato.
Yeah.
And now we're screwed.
But there's a lot of towns like that in this country. And I always told you, I'd love to throw a dart at a map and go pick a little city, especially in middle America, where, and I've seen it with Rutgers on some of these trips, the bus is literally in Nowheresville. And then you go through this small little tiny town, and then once you're past it, there's nothing in front of you again. And people live there. And it's, I think it would be neat to explore. Italy's 100% awesome, but I'm like, there are places like that here where it's just different.
Right.
And you believe it's the United States.
Yeah, that's true. And if you do that in Italy, you don't know the language.
True.
You got that barrier. Here, you're right. If you do it in like
Mississippi.
Yeah. Pick a town in Mississippi.
You know, find
the main town, not the
not
capital of Mississippi. Right.
I mean, a small little town that probably has a population of 300, has a little inn, like one little general store with a gas station and an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
Like it's, and there's a high school, and it's, and it, like, that's it though. Like, your life is that small town, which is depressing, but it's got to be neat, even if you did it for a year,
right?
To experience something like that. Different way of life.
Yeah. This is a different way of life. And you'd still have all your regular things. You'd still have your phone with all of your things your phone does. You'd have your car here in America. You're still in America.
The world is at your fingertips still.
Yes.
And that is what is interesting. You can still be connected to, like, when we get calls from Wyoming, like someone in Wyoming that may look out their window and doesn't see another home for miles is watching us because they have satellite internet or something.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
They got an elk in their backyard walking around.
Right. Well, look where Eddie's vacation, where he went.
Yes.
Like that's this country.
Montana and...
Was it Wyoming, wasn't it?
Wyoming, right. You're correct.
Mm-hmm. Big world out there, Al.
Maybe I'll move. Maybe I'll ask my therapist, Grok, where I should move, Jerry.
If you put in... So you asked me to do homework, and I never did. I failed on that. But if you put in the parameters of what you're looking for into Grok, I would love to know where it would tell you to retire to.
I did it the other day just for New Jersey.
Okay.
I said, here's where my family lives in New Jersey. Here's where I live currently. I'm trying to find a place to retire in New Jersey that's good with property taxes within this certain miles to my family's home. I love the feel of the beach. What do we, and it did, it gave me, it broke it down. I got it down to really three cities and then got it down to one.
Which was what? Do you remember?
Well, I had Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Okay.
But being a little pricier, but as far as like homes and the things, had Haddonfield. It had a town I'm not aware of. And then it gave me a town in Newton, Pennsylvania. Gave me.
Now that's funny because Newton, Pennsylvania is where we won a baseball tournament a couple of years ago. And I realized it's relatively close to my wife's family, which is down there in South Jersey.
Yeah.
And I told my wife we should look into houses here.
Newton, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. That's funny that town came up.
Then I just asked it before, or maybe yesterday, 2 days ago, I want to go visit South Carolina. Where should I go? Then it said, well, what do you like to do? Are you more this? I put in this. And then it got it down to really, for me, Hilton Head.
Okay. Hilton Head's, I've never been there, but Hilton Head looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Maybe you go there this summer. You should go check it out.
Yeah.
And they have an airport. You could fly there. You could also drive. It's, you know, 11 hours or something,
yeah,
which is long. But you could if you didn't want to fly.
Yeah, I think I'd rather fly.
Yeah, you should do that.
Mm. Me and my Grok, Jerry.
You and your Grok. I think you're married to Grok now.
Take me, Grok. Take me where you want me to go.
Bend over, Al.
I am not bending over, Grok. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. Why did that with CeeLo?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Ooh, tomorrow's Friday. Holla that. So,
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.